Welcome to the Awakened Woman Podcast, your practical roadmap to spiritual awakening.
Welcome to this episode of the Awakened Woman Podcast. I am recording this just at the end of November 2021. I was going to spend the next week talking to you about chakras. I'm going to save that for next week's podcast episode. However, I really, really wanted to talk to you today about navigating the current energies, navigating our way up to solstice and beyond, and also talking a little bit about being in spiritual overwhelm and there's huge amounts of information coming at you and you're not quite sure where to turn or who to believe or how to work out what is absolutely right for you, because everything is going to be different for every person. We are all human beings having this experience on earth, and we are all experiencing everything that's going on in the world at the moment in our own unique and personal way. So let's just talk about energy and starting to read energy and navigating these interestingly turbulent waters that we are now facing at the end of November going into this Christmas solstice period. Navigating and reading the energy can be as simple as waking up in the morning, placing your feet on the ground and just saying to yourself, what do I feel? What do I need to know today? But this can be really, really difficult because it's so easy just to pick up your mobile phone and start scrolling through the headlines, going onto your social media and spending the first 20 minutes of the day in a bit of a scroll hole. Let's face it, we've all done it. Even I've done it, you know. It happens, but it's really, really important that we start to move away and just spend the first few minutes of the day just in a place of stillness to help us begin to navigate, help us begin to assimilate all that is going on. We are in an eclipse period. We are in a period of incredibly intense energy where the divergence between the fifth dimension and the third dimension are becoming ever more visible and palpable, particularly if you're really feeling energy at the moment. You can see how the two worlds have come together and are just starting to divide and pull even further away from each other. So if you're not sure about what third and fifth dimension is, go and have a listen to a podcast a few episodes ago when I talked to you about what third dimensional energy is, fourth dimensional energy is, and what fifth dimensional energy is, just to give you a baseline, just in case what I'm saying doesn't quite make sense to you at the moment. So how are we going to navigate these choppy waters, navigate ourselves up to the winter solstice and beyond? As I said to start with, first of all, just start on a morning by swinging your legs out of bed, pressing your feet onto the ground and just asking what you need to know about the energy today. It could be a word, it could be a phrase, it could be anything. And also it could be nothing as well. So don't forget, nothing is sometimes an answer. And don't worry if it becomes nothing. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about navigating the void in a minute, but just spending that moment just assimilating your energy. What's going on for you today? What do you need to know? And for some of you, it may be just sitting quietly with your tea. Some of you may do angel cards, oracle cards, maybe pull a tarot card or a rune. But it's really important just to start these next few weeks just from a place of stillness, from a place of being really, really grounded in your energy and being almost like a cork bobbing along on stormy waters but staying afloat. It's so important. Energy, as we go towards solstice, as I've talked to you around the wheel of the year, energy begins to ramp up. We get into the period of Christmas. We get into the period of Yule, the solstice, where galactically and energetically we start to receive additional light codes coming in to the earth. So I often feel these as bursts of sunshine, literal sunshine. I feel them as feeling quite tired for a few days and having extreme bursts of energy. Some people experience them differently. Some people will visually see the galactic universal light, universal love, whatever you want to call it, the divine coming into earth. Some people will be visible, some people will just know and sense and feel the changes. But as we get to solstices, as we get to equinoxes, these light codes, this galactic love, this universal love, divine love, whatever you want to call it, I like to think of it as universal love from our source creator. Insert whatever deity name you want to insert there. Ramping up and amplifying us as souls, helping us navigate everything that's coming along, but also giving us a physical, mental, spiritual, emotional upgrade as well. And as we get into December, so it's a December in a few days' time, this energy just starts to ramp up. And for me, there's a kind of a 21-day period of this energy just becoming more and more intense. So that when I reach solstice, I often find I'm a little bit pooped and have an energetic hangover coming towards kind of Christmas. The reason I'm talking to you about it at the moment is because this light has already started to come in. I can feel it. So I'm recording this on the 29th of November. I've been feeling this for about a week, kind of just feeling the need for preparing, changing, and needing to drink a lot more water at the moment, needing to rest, to almost winter myself in preparation. And I've noticed my diet has changed slightly as well. It's really important that we are prepared and aware that there are going to be changes, changes that perhaps we can't see with our physical mind, but are going to happen to our energetic body over the next few weeks. Why? Because we're in a state of awakening. For some of you, you may already be awake. You've gone through your spiritual awakening. For some of us, we have been holding the light to then facilitate and to allow others to wake up, holding their hands. For some, you are just starting to wake up. And for some, as we get to solstice, they will see through everything that's going on and start to have their light activated. It's a massive, massive time. If you think about looking back maybe 2-3 years ago, I felt very alone as someone who was holding the light, as a keeper of the light. But over the last 12 months, you can just see everybody starting to light up, starting to realize that they are spiritual beings having a human experience. The light on earth is rising, and this isn't in a spiritual warfare. You'll see some teachers talking about spiritual war. It's not about that. This is about truly increasing your vibration, allowing great quantities of light, and substitute the light, the word light, for the word love as well. Substituting and allowing all this love to come into our planet to help us change physically, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, from this place of the third dimension, this kind of place that's held us back for so long, allowing us to shift and upgrade into this fifth dimension, into this love, this unity consciousness, this place of peace and hope and joy, where we all work from our hearts rather than working from a place where we want to keep up with the Joneses or we want to make a huge amount of money. Everything is changing. The way that we have our own healthcare systems, the way that we do business, the way that we're going to educate our children. This is all change coming in, and it has been gradual for several years. So since 2012, it's been very, very gradual. The reason I mentioned 2012 is the theory is that at the cosmic moment, 21st of December 2012, that was when we really flicked the ascension button, which was when Earth really made that decision that she was going to change and upgrade and up-level. It's been kind of drip-fed to us for the past few years, but since winter solstice 2020, the energy is just ramping up, ramping, ramping up, because we are changing. We are in the most amazing and incredible place at the moment to enact this change. So what we need to do is just be aware of our energy, be aware of all the energy that's going along with us, so we can navigate these next few weeks, so that we can accept and integrate this light if you so choose. You know, you might just go, oh, really don't want to be on this ascension path anymore, I'm not going to accept it. But for those of us who are ready and prepared to make the next step forward, it's really important to just be at the moment, to really, really ground your energy, to spend time in nature if you can, and if you can't, spend time, buy yourself a household plant, buy yourself some flowers, bring nature inside, keeping your vibration high, keeping yourself rooted and grounded to earth, being aware of everything that's going on in the 3D, but being one step removed from it. It's really important we know what's going on, and as the third dimension starts to fall, you see people starting to cling on to the third dimension. Now, this is playing out in so many different ways at the moment. It may be throwing out through control. It may be throwing out power to the people seems to have disappeared. Freedom, restrictions on freedom. This is how it's all being played out at the moment. But you have a choice. You have a choice to choose where you are putting your energy. Are you going to throw all your energy into systems which are collapsing? Or are you going to throw your energy into creating what's coming next? Real choice point times at the moment. And for some of us who have been on this awakening path for a while, we're now being asked to move forward. I did a really great channeling actually on my YouTube a few weeks ago where it's pretty much saying that we are at a point where, although we want to wake people up, people are going to wake up naturally. And those of us who are already awake, we need to start moving forward. We need to start navigating our way through and become the way showers, kind of the light bearers, the path, the people who are going to walk the path less trodden so others can follow us. So really important over the next few weeks, stay grounded. Keep yourself hydrated. Keep yourself in a place of joy, of love, of happiness. Yes, we need to know what is going on. In the outside world, we need to be aware of it. But we have a choice to decide who and what we're going to feed, where our energy is going to go. We are navigating huge, intense energy shifts. We are navigating rapid shifts as well. And as I'm recording this, I know we have a new moon on the 4th, which is a solar eclipse. Again, another powerful shift, another massive gateway to come up. We may be feeling tired but wired, exhausted, frazzled but raring to go. You may be feeling in physical symptoms. You may be feeling absolutely exhausted. We may be very susceptible to colds. Colds can be quite detoxifying this time of year. We may be just not quite feeling right. So nurture yourself. In this run up to solstice, nurture yourself. Look after yourself. And if you need to winter, literally, go and winter. Take time out from your day to retreat and just to be. And that kind of takes me on to where I want to go with next. I was having a brilliant chat with a client this morning who felt like she was sat in the void of nothingness because nothing is happening, nothing is going on. And for me, these are the periods where we grow the most because there's nothing to do except accept energy to grow, not to force anything that's going on and just to be, to retreat, to winter. And when we have a dark night of the soul, it's very turbulent. We're always changing, going, reading. You can listen to the Dark Night of the Soul podcast if you want to kind of look through the steps of the dark night of the soul. But everything is shifting, moving, changing. But then we go through a different type of dark night of the soul where it's almost as if everything that we've learned, all the guides that we have, all the angels that we've got, all the helpers that we've got, and I'm going to do a little series on kind of angels and guides and helpers in the new year, but they all seem to disappear and we just have to sit with ourselves and we have to work it out for ourselves. And these are huge periods of learning. So if you're feeling that you're sat in the void at the moment, really welcome it. This is the point where your guides, your helpers, your spirit team have literally said, you know what, we're really, really impressed with the way that you're working. We're going to leave you now. I'm not going permanently, but we're leaving you to work out the next stage for yourself because you have reached a certain level of spiritual maturity. And my God, it happens. I was been trying to channel for YouTube the past few weeks, and every time I tune in, do what I need to do, I get a little sign that just says, out for lunch, back in a bit. And that is my team kind of asking me to go into myself, to use my heart as my discernment filter, to step into my own mastery, to work out problems and issues for myself. So if you're feeling through all this intense energy over the next week like you're sat in the void, it's okay. Just sit there, be with it, do what you need to do. It may be that you want to just leave your spiritual practices for a few weeks and go and do something really physical. It may be that you want to read a different set of books. You just want to park everything for a couple of weeks. Allow yourself to do that, nurture yourself. We can't constantly grow without rest. So if you're feeling as you're navigating these energies that you're tired, but you're wired, you're sat in the void, you're just not quite sure what's going on, revel in it. Really sit with it and just keep dropping into your heart space. If you do nothing over the next few weeks, get outside as much as you can do, drink a lot of water, drop into your heart space. Don't worry about anything else, just do those three things and it will really help you navigate going forward. And it seems like a bit of a cop-out, doesn't it? You know, get outside, drink some water, drop into your heart space, not necessarily meditate, but just drop in, taking a few deep breaths. But doing those exercises really change your energetics around your body. It can also change your biomarkers as well. It's a simple exercise that you can do just to keep bringing yourself back. It's incredibly turbulent, but if you can just do those three things, you will see yourself improving your sleep. You will see yourself be more grounded, be more secure in who you are as well. So that is my top advice for navigating these interesting times that we find ourselves in. And you will notice that the fear, the anger, all the negative emotions essentially are going to be ramped up, and they're going to be ramped up by what you're reading, what you are watching, what people are posting on their social media. So take that step out. If you're going to go into a scroll hole, put your phone down, put your laptop down, make yourself a cup of tea, go and walk in the garden, or take yourself out for a walk around the block. Put the phone down, drink a glass of water, take a few deep heart breaths, change. Don't feed what you don't want to breed is the big message. And the final thing I just wanted to have a quick chat about, because I've really noticed this over the past few weeks, is getting into spiritual overwhelm. Listening to so many people and so many different videos and so many different points of views, or reading articles that you don't know which way to turn. And it's happened to me before, where you're really wanting a lot of information. You are wanting to understand what is going on with a particular scenario. So you look at many, many resources, many trusted channelers, tarot readers on YouTube. You may have particular spiritual teachers that you follow. Keep doing that if that feels good for you. But if you feel that you're getting into a place of overwhelm, my advice again is just step away from it all. Drop into your heart space and ask your heart what is really, really true for you. Because that is our greatest teacher, our greatest lesson, but also our greatest guide to navigating everything that's going on. It's really easy to be in a place of spiritual overwhelm where we are consuming huge amounts of literature, huge amounts of media, trying to help us understand exactly what is going on. Just take a break from it all. If you're feeling that you're getting into this place, especially as we get to solstice, you're going to have loads and loads of people telling you different things. Some of it is going to really resonate with you and some of it's not going to resonate with you. Some great teachers that you may be following, you might not be resonating with at the moment, and that is okay. You may find new teachers and you may just go, oh, I just need a break. And like my last podcast, I just want to say to you is, every time you are consuming pieces of information that you're processing, drop into your heart space and ask if this is for your highest good. And if it's not, you don't have to listen to it. You don't have to almost slavishly follow people because they have a particular point of view. It's okay to still listen to them and still disagree with them as well. And there's going to be so many mixed messages at the moment. It's going to be really difficult to discern which spiritual teachers are talking from their heart and who are talking from, I'm not going to say a script, but are talking in a way that they think they should be talking. So, hey, you could be listening to this and I don't resonate with your heart, and that is absolutely fine. I like to think I speak from my heart, but it might not resonate with yours. So just spend the next few weeks as you're navigating yourself up to solstice, dropping into that heart center and asking, what is your truth? What really resonates with your soul? Who and what is going to be part of your future? Who and what and What are the bits and pieces are you going to take into your future? Are there some things that you've learned that are no longer serving you? Are there new things that you're going to learn that are going to really, really serve you? So just take some time over the next few weeks and just realize and notice if you're starting to get into that place of spiritual overwhelm or the spiritual scroll hole of constantly watching people or reading things just to make understanding of everything that's going on at the moment. Your heart truly is your greatest guide, and this is a lifetime where we are being asked to step into our heart, step into our mastery. So just bear that in mind over the next few weeks and notice when everything's feeling a bit overwhelming. When it is, drop back, ground yourself, keep hydrated, keep dropping into your heart space, keep asking, what is your truth? So I really hope you have enjoyed my episode this week. I'm going to be back next week. I think the plan is to talk to you about the 7 major chakras, and then the week after I'm going to be talking to you about the other chakras, so looking at the system of 15 and beyond. That's my plan coming up to Christmas, and I'll be a little break over Christmas as well. And then back in the new year with lots of exciting things, new topics to tackle. If there's anything you'd like to hear from me, just drop me an email, hello@lexiwrightson.com. I'll pop it in the show notes and we can cover the topics that you really want to talk about. So taking complicated topics, breaking them down into a place that we can all understand. So I am sending you all so much love as we navigate these truly, truly interesting times. And I will see you all very, very soon. Sending you lots of love and take care.